In Deutschland streamen jeden Tag Millionen von Menschen Musik, Podcasts und Online-Radio. Digital Audio ist mehr als nur ein Hintergrundgeräusch. Es ist ein wichtiger Bestandteil des täglichen Lebens. Und mit seinen präzisen Targeting-Möglichkeiten ist es eines der am schnellsten wachsenden Medien überhaupt. Erfahren Sie auf katzdigital.com, wie Digital Audio Ergebnisse liefert. Das ist katzdigital.com.
Hi everyone, it's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoik, Alison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We get to a bunch of emails here. We'll do a little PSA for all here in just a couple minutes. I think there's a story out there that is a helpful reminder to us get to the border and crime and this Deborah Birx thing, man. I'm gonna try to calm myself down before I get to that. Before we get to any of that, Chris just asked me, is a land attack cruise missile a big deal? For one, they are actually called LACMs. I know. Look, the military loves its acronyms. What do you want me to tell me? There are, and I'm not the missile expert, but traditionally, this is how I have always understood it. There are two different kinds of cruise missiles. By the way, this all came up because the U.S. Navy shot a few of them down. Apparently, this was like an hour ago. They shot a few of them down. Yes, it's a very big deal. Two different kinds of cruise missiles. There's an anti-shipping cruise missile, and then there's the land attack cruise missile. The land attack cruise missile, it could be shot from anywhere. It could be shot from a ship. It could be shot from land. It's talking, the land attack part of it, that's it shooting at a fixed target on land. The anti-shipping cruise missile, whole different boat entirely because the boat's moving. Obviously, you have to lock onto the boat, so on. So anyway, that's what a land attack cruise missile is. Yes, cruise missiles are a very, very, very big deal. Remember, missiles, you know, how big of a deal they are, it all depends on what's on the tip of it, right? What's on the tip? Because it's just the tip that matters. Look, it could be a nuclear warhead or something like that on there. Could be just a regular explosive charge. It can be, and there are various types of explosive charges. There are, and again, I am not the world's expert on this. I'm going from my limited expertise from just a dumb 4-year grunt Marine. Look, even in mortars, even the mortars we shot, because I was a mortarman, even the mortars we shot had fuses that were made to go off the millisecond they touched the ground, poof, gone. We had delay fuses, just a split second, but what's that do? It allows it to bury itself deeper in whatever you're shooting before it blows up. Now that's dumb mortar technology. For missiles, they have a lot better stuff than that, extremely advanced technology. Us shooting it down, I wasn't there for this one. I know that they have been shooting missiles at Israel from Yemen. Let me explain kind of how this works over there. Obviously, everybody hates Israel over there. That's, you know what? That's not fair. That was way too simplistic. The jihadis in the area hate Israel. A lot of people hate Israel for different reasons. All right. But the jihadis in the area hate Israel. And there are a bunch of different jihadi groups. They're all over Africa. It's a lot more than Hamas. Remember, there's Hamas and Hezbollah. ISIS is not gone. Al-Qaeda is still there. Boko Haram, there's a bunch of them, a bunch of different groups. Whenever they get the call, the jihadi call, they will begin attacking Israel. And they do this almost always, pretty much always. I should just go ahead and say always. They do this with the backing of other countries who hate Israel. Most often this country is Iran. Because as soon as I said it came from Yemen, maybe you asked yourself a very smart question. Hold on. Yemen? You mean like one of the poorest countries on earth? They can't afford rice. How are they affording cruise missiles? Iran gives them to them. Iran gives them to them and they say, hey, there's Israel. If you just kind of point these bad boys that way and fire away, you're going to have quite a bit of success. There's a great show I actually want you to watch. I can't believe I'm telling you to go to watch television. There's a great show I want you to watch. Chris, sorry, you're going to have to look this up because I'm doing this on the fly. I'm completely unprepared, so I'm doing this on the fly. It is, I believe, it's Netflix. It might be Amazon Prime. I take that back. I think it's Amazon Prime. There's a special, I want to say 4, 5, 6 parts, and it's on really the creation of Hezbollah and the ongoing attempt by Israel and us, America, to finally take out the founding guy of Hezbollah. And one of his nicknames, if you're having trouble looking it up, Chris, was the Father of Smoke. They called him the Father of Smoke. I want to make sure I'm directing people to the right place. Anyway, this is not a documentary, so don't roll your eyes and say, oh man, Jesse's telling me to go watch a documentary. It's an actual drama series, only it's one of those drama series that are done with the real names, the real locations. Did they take some liberties here and there with what really happened? Oh, there's no question about that, but it's pretty accurate. And the reason I think it would be very beneficial for everyone to watch it right now, because it's all about this region. It's all about Lebanon and Hezbollah. And it even goes over in enough detail so people will have a better understanding of the relationship with Hezbollah and Iran and things like that. It's very, very, very sharp. Chris is looking incredibly confused. So I'm going to have to find it myself during the break. But no matter what, before the show is over, honestly, within the next 5-10 minutes, even if it's after we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about this show. One, you will be very entertained. Two, I don't think it's for little children. I'm sorry, forgive me. The wife and I watched it together. We didn't watch it with the kids. I don't think there's any kind of nudie stuff in there. I'm sure the language is bad. So if you have teenagers, look, whatever. Use your own discretion, but it's something you can watch with older kids. Very, very, very informative, extremely informative on what's going on out there. And we'll give you at least some kind of a basic background on that area and how everything got started. Now, I promised that we were going to do a little PSA, and we are going to do a little PSA. You know, I don't watch the NFL, right? But there's a wide receiver for the Rams. His name is DeMarcus Robinson, and I don't know him from Adam. So I'm not praising him and I'm not ripping him. I don't know this guy, but he's in the news because he was robbed of $100,000 worth of jewelry in Los Angeles. $100,000 worth of jewelry. They robbed him. Stuck a gun in his face. Give me your watch. Give me all this stuff. I am only using him in this story as a PSA for all of us. Remember this. We are not only already in tough economic times, it's going to get tougher. And when tough economic times come, people get desperate. And the number of criminals increases. And that would be in a normal society that actually prosecuted criminals. This society we have, we don't do that anymore. So hear me when I tell you, you don't have to flash. Don't flash. And I'm not worried about you wearing $100,000 worth of jewelry, but the things you buy, including your guns, fellas, the things you buy, you don't necessarily have to display their location and all that all over social media. This is the time for a bit of discretion, if you will. Use discretion now. You bought something nice for yourself. Maybe your hubby got you some nice little diamond earrings. I'm not saying don't wear your diamond earrings. Wear your diamond earrings. He loves you. That's why he bought you. Maybe he gave you a pearl necklace. Wear it. Wear it with pride. But just be aware you're around desperate people. We all are around desperate people, more desperate people than we were before. All right? All right. You know, speaking of your wife, your husband, when's the last time you had a conversation with them about anything? And then that product you were talking about showed up on your phone as an advertisement somewhere. I know it's happened to you. Creeps you out, doesn't it? It's happened to me. Happened to me with hiking boots not long ago. And I don't even know why we were talking about it. No, I'm not doing some special hike or something. Oh, it was Israel. We were getting ready to go to Israel. And we were talking about what kind of footwear do we need. We got all kinds of miles we're going to put on our feet. So we were talking about various things and hiking. Oh, we're going to get tennis shoes. We're going to get hiking boots. I've never discussed hiking boots with her before that. At least not to my knowledge. Log on to social media and boom, advertisement for hiking boots after we'd been talking. You think your phone is listening because it is. In this age, they are all listening. All of our devices, laptops, phones, that's this age. You need to protect yourself. But how do you do that, right? I mean, we're not tech whizzes. What are we supposed to do? Well, this is where Silent comes in. Silent is actually another acronym, S-L-N-T. It's pronounced Silent. What do? Signal blocking bags, signal blocking Faraday bags for your smartphone, for your laptop. Put your device inside of it, all wireless signal blocked. You are safeguarded from digital eavesdropping, from tracking, from anything. In this day and age, that's a must. That's a basic part of your personal security. Go to silent.com/Jesse. That's SLNT.com/Jesse. What does that do? Saves you 15% plus free shipping on qualifying orders. But go. Silent.com/Jesse. All right? All right. Deborah Birx. Do you remember Deborah Birx? Well, you know what? Before we do that, how much did COVID change everything in this country? A lot, right? You want to hear the moment everything changed? I'll tell you in a minute.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am going to get to some emails here in just a moment, but I want to get to this Deborah Birx thing. So think back, and it could be a painful memory, I realize that. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Think about how COVID lockdowns, the insanity of stopping a country for a virus, think how that really did change everything. It's no matter which way you slice it, it's the reason Trump's no longer president. Trump would be on his second term. Economy was rolling right along. People were happy he was going to be reelected. And then all the mail-in voting that came because of COVID lockdowns, all the, well, the economic disaster, all the inflation we see now. Remember, all that came from COVID lockdowns, then printing all this money, then Joe Biden gets in and continues it. It's, think about how COVID, our response to COVID, altered in a negative way everything. Everything came from that. So much of what we see now. Well, this is from Deborah Birx's memoir. I'm just going to read it verbatim. And man, you want to talk about the moment everything changed. Quote, On Monday and Tuesday, March 9th and 10th, 2020, we worked simultaneously to develop the flatten the curve guidance I hope to present to the vice president at week's end, getting the buy-in on the simple mitigation measures every American could take was just the first step leading to longer and more aggressive interventions. We had to make these palatable to the administration by avoiding the obvious appearance of a full Italian lockdown. No sooner had we convinced the Trump administration to implement our version of a two-week shutdown than I was trying to figure out how to extend it. 15 days to slow the spread was a start, but I knew it would be just that. I didn't have the numbers in front of me yet to make the case for extending it longer, but I had 2 weeks to get them. Bragging about it. She looks back and she's very, very proud about convincing Trump to lock down the country for 2 weeks. She brags about how deceitful she was, always knowing it was going to be longer. She brags about it. That's the thing about the monsters that have done this to this country, that have done this to us. They're not ashamed. They're proud. And what's worse is they're not afraid. Deborah Birx should be afraid of going to prison. Deborah Birx should lie awake at night. Every time she goes out to get the mail, she should be looking around for trucks with sirens pulling up to her house to place her in handcuffs. That should be Deborah Birx's life because of what she's done to this country. Instead, she got rich, retired, and wrote a memoir bragging about what she did. Ha ha ha! I knew it was going to have to be way longer. I basically wanted to lock this country down like we did in Italy, but I knew they wouldn't buy that, so I just lied, and I got them to buy in, and they bought in, and that unreal, right? Unreal. They brag about it. Yeah. All right, you know what? I gotta wash that stink off me. Oh, I did get the name of the show. I did get the name of the special that I promised you, the special about Lebanon and Hezbollah, Iran, and all these things. It's a great show called Ghosts of Beirut. Ghosts of Beirut. That is the name of the show. Again, I want to caution you, I'm not sure it's for kids, but Ghosts of Beirut, all right? It is a great way, if you're not a reader or something like that, a great way to be entertained while also being educated, which is also what you get with the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. What, Chris? You didn't see that coming. Jay Steele, tonight's show was a bit angry. That was me last night. Was I angry? Oh, this is from a couple days ago because I hate Mitt Romney. I understand that that's your default setting when you are sick. During your segment in the second hour, when you talked about leaders like Mitt Romney, who hasn't heard a shot fired in anger or let one of his many, many sons even sniff the air of a recruiting station, you talked about what freedom requires and that he and many of our leaders don't have the guts to lay it on the line. It was very reminiscent of Jack Nicholson's rant on to Tom Cruise on A Few Good Men. This got me thinking, would Jesse order the code red? With your quasi-bald haircut, you even look like Colonel Jessup. His name is Bo. Okay, would I order the code red? For those who've never seen the movie A Few Good Men, of course, Jack Nicholson is this hard-charging Marine, and he has this worthless piece of crap Marine underneath him who's a weakling. And because the weakling underneath him keeps screwing everything up, he orders what's called a code red. What is the code red? It's a hazing. They go in and beat the crap out of him kind of thing. Go in, beat him up, rough him up a little bit, and hopefully that straightens him out. Of course, because the movie is made by Hollywood, Jessup, the Marine colonel, is of course made to be, you know, he's supposed to be the Antichrist. And Tom Cruise, this is a great movie, I should know, a great movie. Tom Cruise is, of course, the Navy prosecutor who's going to take down this colonel who's responsible for this young Marine's death because he didn't order him dead, he ordered him hazed, and then the guy had some kind of medical condition where he died while they were doing it. So where do I stand on that? Would I have ordered the code red? Oh my gosh, yes. Jeez, yes. You have to train men hard if you want them to be hard. That doesn't just happen. Of course I would order it. Of course, and I've done similar things in my own time in the Marine Corps and experienced things when I was a brand new boot in my time in the Marine Corps. You know why? Because it's the freaking Marine Corps, not the Cub Scouts. All right, sorry. See, I almost got angry again. We're going to do some more emails next. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
Wusstest du, dass Zehntausende deutsche Unternehmen bereits Shopify nutzen? Von innovativen Startups bis hin zu Familienunternehmen mit langer Tradition? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify kannst du Produkte über beliebige Kanäle verkaufen. Ob persönliches POS-System oder umfassende E-Commerce-Plattform. Auch Social Media und Marktplätze wie Facebook, Instagram und eBay werden unterstützt. Dank der ständig wachsenden Auswahl innovativer Funktionen und des zuverlässigen technischen Supports ist es ganz einfach, dein Business mit Shopify aufzubauen. Ob Produktpräsentation oder Bestell- und Zahlungsabwicklung. Shopify bietet alles, was du für die Verwaltung deines Business brauchst. So kannst du dich ganz auf dein Business konzentrieren. Shopify kostenlos ausprobieren und dein Business voranbringen. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Also Shopify.de/try. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Waking Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss even a single second of the Jesse Kelly Show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. All right, let's get to this here. The WEF. You obviously know what the World Economic Forum is. This lady's name is Mariana Mazzucato. I'm assuming she's Italian. I don't know. I don't know every language the way I know Spanish, right? But Listen to what she has to say.
That's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street and our city. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it. And water is something that people understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water. Every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably other times? And hopefully we won't keep failing on the other things, but anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that. Hey, we couldn't get everyone vaccinated. We haven't been able to just force this through for everybody, but man, Wait till we make sure they all die of thirst. Then they'll listen. These people, man. I got a little snicker out of this one. Residents fear crime surge turning D.C. into an American war zone. Washington, D.C. voted 92% for Joe Biden. And it's not like one election, because president doesn't determine the safety of D.C. It just is indicative of how these people go vote. You voted for this, D.C. You vote for it every time. And I know you're a bunch of white liberals who walk in and you feel so good and kind every single time you go in and vote Democrat. Wow, look how progressive I am. But I want you to know that if you vote Democrat in these cities and you get robbed and you experience the violence of these cities, that it's your fault. You did it. You did it, your actions, over and over and over again. Keep voting Democrat, and you will keep getting exactly what you deserve. Oh, gosh, did you hear this from Peter Doocy?
But the intel arm of CBP has a new bulletin out, and the headline is pretty alarming. It says in bold letters right at the top, foreign fighters of Israel-Hamas conflict may be encountered at southwest border. The Daily Caller got a copy of this material. It was distributed 3 days ago, and it's about Hamas, Hezbollah, or Islamic Jihad fighters exploiting the porous border to get into the U.S. Part of the concern is that terrorists can see a ton of traffic down there.
Okay, that's kind of a problem, isn't it? Why would Hamas and Hezbollah, why would they be coming across the border? Do you think they're coming here just to pick strawberries? I think not. All right, let's keep going on. Jesse, why don't we lean on the pedophilia of Biden and Dems more? Even felons hate pedos. Oh, no. Look, you would hear more about... Look, let's stop for a minute and talk about this. This is not some weird, off-the-beaten-path conspiracy theory someone came up with. Joe Biden is on camera many, many, many times touching kids in ways that pedophiles touch kids. That is how pedophiles touch kids. The loving nuzzling and the grabbing. It's his natural instinct to grab them. That alone would be bad enough. We also have his diary. His daughter's diary, I should say. Ashley Biden's diary. She talks about her father. I'm not going to go into the details of it. There are kids listening. It's really, really bad. And we now have confirmation. That's her diary. There is every indication out there that Joe Biden is attracted. Is attracted to kids. There is. It's on camera. It is. That's not how some. Oh, he just loves kids. Nope. I've been around people who love kids my whole life. That's not how they act with children. That's how pedophiles act with children. Grabbing other kids who aren't theirs, the nuzzling, the sniffling. That's exactly how pedophiles act around kids. Why don't Republicans go on that? Why don't Republicans use that? Republicans are not there to save you and your country. Republicans are there to manage the decline. Republicans are there to make you think that we have people in Washington, D.C. fighting for us. That's what they're there for, to present the illusion that someone in D.C. is fighting the communists. But they're not at all. They're not at all. This is what they are.
If you look at the Ukraine assistance, let's talk about where the money's really going. a significant portion of it's being spent in the United States in 38 different states, replacing the weapons that we sent to Ukraine with more modern weapons. So we're rebuilding our industrial base.
That's what President Biden's seeking to do.
It's correct. No Americans are getting killed in Ukraine. We're rebuilding our industrial base. The Ukrainians are destroying the army of one of our biggest rivals. I have a hard time finding anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful that they're defending themselves. And
that's what Republicans are there doing. Why don't Republicans bring up this? Why don't Republicans bring up that? Why do Democrats go gloves off, all in? They're going to arrest and imprison their political opponent. They are all in. Well, because Democrats are communists, and communists actually believe. They genuinely believe in their evil cause, and they intend to make it happen. Republicans are there to keep power for themselves and continue to make you and me think they're actually going to go do anything. But they never do. Do you remember? This might be my favorite Republican thing in the history of Republican things. Barack Obama gets elected. His first term, in the middle of his first term, he passes. Actually, the beginning of his first term, he passes Obamacare. The entire country freaking hates it. Everybody. It pulled so bad. It pulled so bad that Democrats got annihilated in that midterm. Do you remember how bad that midterm was? They just got annihilated. And it wasn't just in the midterm. It was the one after, and the one after, the people just kept going out. And every Republican in the House of Representatives and the Senate, every single one of them campaigned on repealing Obamacare. It was the issue. And I remember, because I was running for Congress at the time, I'm sure I said it 1,000 times myself. We will repeal Obamacare. We will repeal Obamacare. This wasn't just a hardcore right-wing Republican thing. If you were a Republican in the United States of America, repealing Obamacare is your key campaign promise for 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years. I believe while we had the House and didn't have the presidency, I believe they actually passed a repeal of Obamacare, I think 8 times, if I have that right. I know it was much more than once. I think 7 or 8 times the House passed a repeal of Obamacare that, of course, they knew Barack Obama was going to veto, so it wouldn't do any good. And then the second we got all three branches of government, Donald Trump wins the election, we have the House, we have the Senate, we have the presidency, they try to pass Obamacare repeal, beep, fails, gone. That is the GOP. That is the GOP. Look, you know what? I'll play some more McConnell. This is the face of
people wonder about your health. How are you feeling? How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm completely recovered and just fine.
You and your office felt the need to share and disclose some of the details about your health because of some of these public incidents. And the doctor here said there was no evidence of Parkinson's disease or a stroke or a seizure. And I wonder, is there anything the public should know that wasn't disclosed?
I'm in good shape, completely recovered, and back on the job.
So does that mean that you think you are able to continue serving and you want to continue serving here at a time when we are talking about incredible dysfunction in Washington?
I think we ought to be talking about what we were talking about earlier rather than my health.
Yeah, that's Washington, D.C. All right, you know what? Let's change. Let's mix it up here. Let's talk about something wonderful. Let's talk about our dogs. We love our dogs, don't we? I love mine. Do you love yours? Even though mine's fluffy idiot, I love him. We need to take care of them better than we do. We need to make sure they have the nutrition they need, and we don't do that. We think we do. We love them. I'm not saying you neglect your dog. Anyone neglects their dog, but we get them dog food. Why do you think all dog food is brown? Why do you think that is? Brown things are dead things. Notice the leaves right now? Dog food's dead. There's no nutrition in it. They kill all the nutrition. That way it lasts longer on the shelf. Without you pouring Rough Greens, an all-natural nutritional supplement, on your dog's food, there's a good chance your dog never gets the vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, never gets the things he needs. Our dogs die years too early. They don't have to. Give your dog and yourself the gift of a longer dog's life. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free Jumpstart trial bag, all right? Or you can give them a call. 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be right back with headlines I didn't get to.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll be back tomorrow. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to play this again before we get to headlines and a couple other different things before we wrap it up here, because I really do think it's important that everyone listens. I'm going to play these George Floyd trial jurors again as they talk and feel obviously completely justified that they convicted a man of murder who didn't commit murder by their own admission. And I just want to remind you, we try to have faith that we're going to have a jury, that there'll be jurors and juries. But when you talk about these blue places that are all Democrats, all of them, they're all communists. These are not only hostile people to you already, but if you manage to, like in Fulton County, Georgia, that's 25% Republican, probably at least, you know, there are Republicans in there. So it's Georgia after all. It's not DC. How are they going to hold strong? How's Normie Norm and Normie Norma, how are they going to hold strong when they get put on that jury? Well, I don't really want to convict Trump. These charges are all trumped up. These charges are all made up. This is bogus. And then the threats come. Do you remember? Because I remember it like it was yesterday. George Floyd's cousin, I don't remember. He's got some dirtball cousin. I don't know, the whole family. But his cousin, he put out a video, I think it was on Instagram or something like that, during the George Floyd trial. If I remember right, it was during the Floyd trial. Don't quote me on that, but I know it was Floyd's cousin. Put out a video. And what was the video of? He was saying, hey, we see these jurors. We see their faces now. We know who these people are. Well, Norm is not going to withstand. He's not going to stand up to threats and things like that. He's not going to do that for any politician, not Trump or anyone else. He just wants to, look, just let me just say guilty and go away and go back to living my life. Because think for a moment how long it would take for the juror's name to be released if there was one or two guys who wanted to vote not guilty. Would it take even a day? It wouldn't even take a day. And not only that, because our major media outlets now are so communist in this country, you'd have the biggest publications out there probably printing their names. Like New York Times, they'd be plastering the names and faces all over CNN at night. You know, it's true. It's crazy to think about. Listen to these people, man.
We got to the point, actually, that we realized for charge two, at some point, I think it was Jody, I'm pretty sure it was Jody, said, wait a minute, does the intended act of harm have to be the death of George Floyd, or can it be him not providing the life support? And it was like all of a sudden light bulbs just went on for those people, I think, that were undecided or on the not guilty side.
Why is it? You brought that up?
I brought up to the fact that this is not what he did, but more or less what he didn't do. He did not provide life-saving measures for George Floyd when he knew that the guy was in pain or needed medical attention. Mm-hmm. Even the firefighter that was off said, checked his pulse. Well, then they checked his pulse and they said, well, do you want to do anything? No, we're leaving him here. He had ample to roll him over and start CPR, and he didn't. He didn't move one bit.
Why do you think that was a light bulb?
Well, when we were in deliberations, and Jody did bring that up, and we did look through everything very, very carefully.
This, honestly, the first part was jaw-dropping enough. It's the end that really gets me. This lady, she sent Derek Chauvin to prison because of the Minneapolis Police Department's motto.
What I thought about is something that was said during the trial, and that is Minneapolis Police Department has a motto. And if I'm understanding it correctly, their motto is in our custody, in our care. George Floyd was in their custody. He was never in their care. And that for me, it just hit hard. I don't feel like they ever cared for him.
My word. And now, because of that, That was really, really what got so many of these Soros DAs moving. It's what got them taking action. It's what got them elected. And now all the violent criminals are running around all over the place. So let me ask you, when's the last time you practiced with your weapon? They have weapons. Knives, machetes, guns. Have you practiced? How often do you practice? Should be every week. Probably more than once a week. Ah, Jesse, who has time for that? Who has the money for that? Ooh, not many people. Practice with your Mantis X. You don't have to fire shots. You don't have to drive to the range. You can attach Mantis X to your weapon. You dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. That's the beauty of Mantis X, and they're giving you feedback as you do it. You're getting better. You're not just sitting there by yourself plinking away. You're getting feedback. You'll be going through drills. The next time you go to the range, go spend a month with Mantis X. And then next time you actually go to the range, you're going to be amazed at your shooting proficiency and how it's improved. MantisX.com. Prepare like you have animals in your country, because you do. MantisX.com.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden lounges at the beach while the U.S. Embassy evacuates personnel and U.S. forces face multiple attacks. Yeah, well, that's the country we live in now. U.S. budget deficit soars to $1.7 trillion, up 23% from last year. I hear that train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. Middle-class families can only afford half of what they could in 2020. Middle class home ownership is becoming a thing of the past, and man, that friggin' sucks, doesn't it? Car owners fall behind on payments at the highest rate on record. The personal bankruptcy crisis in this country is one a lot of people don't see coming. It's easy to track the stock market and the ups and downs and the yields and how's this company doing? But when Americans have amassed this amount of credit card debt while at the same time draining their savings, remember this, economy is a consumer spending economy now. It's no longer a manufacturer-based. Over 70% of our economy is consumer spending. They need consumers to go out and buy goods and services. If consumers go through personal bankruptcy and can no longer do that, Bidenflation. Cost of Halloween candy is up 13% this year. I'm still not getting those full-size candy bars. I will do it this year, all right? I'm tired of getting crap from everybody. I'll take pictures. I'll take pictures. I mean, unless there's a sale on the smaller ones. You never. Don't what, Chris? You're not going to lecture me on. Oh, no, Chris. That's not right. All right. Tomorrow we're going to come back here and we're going to do it again and we're going to have more fun, okay? That's all.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father. but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.